Only a handful of protesters showed up outside the Omni Hotel in downtown Fort Worth. Jillian Ferguson is with the Southwest Division of Students for Life of America, a national youth organization opposed to abortions. Ferguson says Barbara Pierce Bush keynoting the annual Planned Parenthood luncheon sends the wrong message, especially as a daughter of a notable conservative who consistently opposed abortion as president.
Obviously, we don't expect Barbara Bush to hold the same ideals and opinions as her father, but President George W. Bush was a very pro-life president, and he left a pro-life legacy. And so Barbara Bush speaking on behalf of Planned Parenthood, it sends a message that she supports what Planned Parenthood does, which is not about women's health care.
Barbara Pierce Bush is the CEO and co-founder of the nonprofit Global Health Corps, which advocates for equal access to health care. She called Planned Parenthood an exceptional organization in a New York Times interview last year. Ken Lambrecht is the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas, which put on the luncheon in Fort Worth. He says women's health shouldn't be politicized.
We've provided thousands of women with basic access to gynecology care, birth control, well woman exams, breast and cervical cancer screenings. Our core mission is to serve the poorest of the poor and to ensure access to health care for women, men, and teens.
Planned Parenthood is the single largest abortion provider in the country and has been under fire from Texas Republican legislators. A lot of those sentiments have been in response to secretly recorded videos released in 2015 by groups opposed to abortion rights. Those videos have been called misleading and heavily edited. A federal judge ruled last week that Texas could not cut off Medicaid dollars to Planned Parenthood. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.